is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
In 2015, the United Nations adopted targets known as the Sustainable Development Goals. These were intended, in the words of the UN, to ensure that all people enjoy peace and prosperity by 2030. One of the UN's targets was to end preventable child deaths by 2030, a laudable but ambitious target. So, how is the world doing? Well, things are improving, it seems. In 1950, there were almost 20 million child deaths. This has fallen to 5.4 million in 2017, despite a near tripling in world population. But this is just the broad picture of how the world is doing, based on national-level statistics. Focusing only on these may mean we miss out on what progress is being made at a more regional level.
If you look at countries like Colombia, Guatemala, Libya, Panama, Peru and Vietnam, they've already at the national level reached the Sustainable Development Goal target. But within their boundaries, they have districts or municipalities that did not achieve that goal.
This is Simon Hay, an epidemiologist from the University of Washington in the US. This week in Nature, he and a huge collaboration of researchers have been trying to get a more granular picture of childhood mortality around the world. They did this by mapping deaths in children under 5 in 99 of the world's poorest countries between 2000 and 2017. To find out more, reporter Nick Howe called up Simon and started by asking him what this mapping has revealed.
In the 99 countries that we looked at in this paper, mortality rates varied as much as 40-fold at the district level in 2017. So that's obviously a massive variation between those countries. And even at the national level, so this is within a country, there can be an up to 10-fold variation in that under 5 mortality rate.
Were there any places that had shown a lot of progress?
Examples of exemplars, if you like, of countries that have done very well would include places like Rwanda. The good thing to sort of emphasize about Rwanda is if you look at the highest district level of child deaths in 2017, it was less than half of that of their lowest district level death rate in 2000. So they've done spectacularly well. And other countries like Peru and Senegal and Nepal have done incredibly well.
And what about those countries that perhaps haven't done so well?
I guess one of the most depressing notes of this particular piece of work is that although we've made this spectacular progress, those areas with the highest concentration of child deaths in 2000, even though they've improved, and universally, I think we can make that its statement, so everywhere has improved over that time, those ones that suffer the worst rates are largely the same as those suffering the worst rates in 2017. So there are definitely areas of Africa, particularly across the Sahel and in other parts of the world, where you have a much harder prospect of survival as a child than others.
And those areas that still have quite a lot of progress to make, is there anything, a unifying thing that is perhaps why they might not be doing so well?
So as you might expect, there are some common themes. So poverty, grinding poverty, undernutrition, lack of vaccination and lack of universal health care in those would be sort of common denominators in all of those places.
And so by finding this information where you say this area is doing well and this area maybe not so well, like what can we do with that information?
One of the things that we looked at in this study was not just if every country managed to meet a sustainable development goal. We looked at something that we thought might be slightly more tractable, which is, could they look at the districts within their own country and say, what have we done well in those ones where the mortality rates are the lowest, and can we replicate that throughout the country? If each country could achieve that, they would save 2.6 million child deaths a year.
And do you know of any examples of things that have been done that have made this progress that could potentially be used elsewhere?
There are a myriad different lessons to pick up in these almost 18,000 districts that we track over this period of time. One of them that I would emphasize, I think, would be Peru. This is a country that's made staggering progress over that period of time and had very specific policies about targeting anti-poverty and health interventions, using numbers, using metrics to identify areas of the country that were poorest performing and proportionately send resources to those parts of the country.
Considering the Sustainable Development Goal to end preventable child deaths by 2030, do you think this is an achievable goal?
Sure, an honest answer to that is no. What I would say is that we have a massive opportunity to affect that change, and we know how to do it. In my humble opinion, there are not any magic bullets that need to be created to massively impact in this domain. It's essentially scaling up and repeating what we've done elsewhere in places that have been neglected. So it's a story of bringing success stories from one part of the world to another rather than having some obstacle to making progress.
That was Simon Hay from the University of Washington. You can read Simon's paper along with a worldview and an editorial over at nature.com.